A sprawling area of high pressure is dominating the weather across the eastern half of the country. You don't need me to tell you that this is a cold area of high pressure. In fact, that cold air has driven its way all the way down to the Gulf Coast, where once again tonight, temperatures may dip close to the freezing mark. Certainly for us, we were considerably below the freezing mark this morning, though that's not really that unusual around this part of the country in November. We had teens and 20s across New York and western New England this morning, and under a mainly sunny sky, at least in most areas, temperatures have moved only into the 20s and 30s this afternoon. Further, a wind out of the northwest has been gusty at times, and that is making it feel even a little bit cooler across our area on this Wednesday afternoon. Through this afternoon, though, that wind has started to turn a little bit more to the west, and that is an indication of some changes that will result in warmer weather as we work through the rest of the week. We're also looking at some clouds that are beginning to spill into the northern part of our area. The clouds that were back over the Great Lakes this afternoon are beginning to move into the Adirondacks and portions of the North Country. So as we work into tonight, we'll see a partly cloudy sky. It is going to be on the cold side again as temperatures fall back into the 20s with some teens in our typically colder locations. Tomorrow looks to be a bright day across the area. I'm forecasting a mostly sunny sky. The wind will be, again, gusty at times, but the change really is going to be on the thermometer, as temperatures will come up into the 40s in most areas, so it's going to feel quite a bit warmer. It's still going to be a little bit cooler than what is normal for this time of year, but only cooler by a couple of degrees. Compare that with today and yesterday, when temperatures have been running well below the seasonable levels. The quiet weather goes on into Friday and the beginning of the weekend. I'm expecting partly sunny skies on both Friday and Saturday. Temperatures should nudge back into the 50s in many areas as we work into the first half of the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy, low in the 20s, some teens in the colder spots. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and not as cold, with highs in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the 20s, some teens in the colder spots. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and not as cold, high in the lower to mid-40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, low in the 20s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and not as cold, high 45 to 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the 20s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and not as cold, high in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny, high in the 40s and lower 50s, and on Saturday, partly sunny, with highs in the upper 40s to middle 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.